I'm speaking now with Malik Rahim, who was the founder of Common Ground Relief after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and is now working with the Meg Perry Bioremediation Center, the Center for Environmental Peace and Justice in New Orleans, also to help with the cleanup from the devastating oil disaster that continues to wreak havoc on the Gulf region. Malik, can you talk a little bit about your latest project to help spread awareness about what's happening in the Gulf and what people need to do?
Well, what we're planning on doing in order to bring awareness to the fact that this is an opportune moment that we can, and I don't want to take anything away from the oil spill. This is a lemon. This is something that's tragic. But now we have the opportunity of taking this lemon and turning it into some lemonade. And by that I mean is by bringing awareness to that, yes, we have to clean up this oil spill. Yes, it needs to be cleaned up. We have to stop it and clean it up. But we also have to restore our wetlands. And when you look at how much wetlands that the petroleum industry have caused us to lose in the last 50 or 60 years, then you'll see just how devastating this is. And this is an opportune moment that we can take this precious opportunity to educate people to let's not just clean it up, but let's start restoring. Let's start taking back and reclaiming some of the marshes and some of the barrier islands and some of the wetlands that we have lost. Let's start restoring this. Let's start bringing back our first line of defense. And at the same time, it's to bring awareness to, yes, we are caught with this petroleum coming in from the south of us, but also from the north of us coming down the Mississippi, the water is toxic. It's toxic from the regular businesses that do business up and down the Mississippi, but it's also toxic because of the flooding that happened in Nashville. Now that water that inundated Nashville turned toxic and is now in the Mississippi. So we are getting caught with both sides. So here's the opportunity that we can also educate people up and bring awareness to why we must clean up our environment, why we must clean up our rivers, our lakes, our canals, and our streams. Why we must clean them up? Because look what we are doing now. Also, in our haste to clean up this oil spill, we are burning it, and that's causing another environmental disaster because it's in the air. You know. So again, we have to come up with other solutions, and this is why I'm on the road.
So talk about your road trip. I understand that you're planning to go to Washington, D.C.
Yes, it's going to be a three-stage trip. The first stage, I'm going to be cycling from Houma, Louisiana, to New Orleans to bring awareness. And then from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, our state capital, to make sure that regulations and to speak with that different representative upon why we must take this opportunity to restore our wetlands. And then from Baton Rouge, there's going to be the last stage, and that's going to be the stage from Baton Rouge to Washington, D.C. And I'm hoping that at my age to make it there, and I'll be 63, and I'm hoping at my age to be able to accomplish this in 60 days.
You're going to be biking the whole way?
All the way.
Who's going to be with you?
Well, hopefully anyone who care to join me up and down the highway.
So this is an open ride. You're open to other people participating and joining you?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. If you want to ride an hour, then come and ride with me an hour. If you want to ride a day, come and ride a day. If you want to ride all the way, then please, by all means, come and join me. You know, but what I'm doing is that all up and down the highway, I will be stopping and educating people on the need for saving our environment. It's, listen, Jenka, we are in such a critical time in our existence. I truly believe deep down in me, so goes the Gulf Coast, so goes America, and so goes America, so goes life as we know it. And I refuse to sit back and say that that we have lost life as we know it on this planet, with me being quiet and allowing this to happen. No, if history will record the truth, it will record that we spoke out in a nonviolent act of awareness.
And what specific measures are you going to be asking policymakers in Washington to take? Are there specific bills or legislation that you're going to ask them to support?
Well, see, legislation is only as good as those who monitor the implementation of those legislation. You know, so it's not the idea as basically asking them to do anything. Is to educate people why we must monitor the actions of these legislations. I mean, listen, the MMF is really the culprit on this. They were supposed to have been monitoring our oil companies.
That's the Minerals Management Service in Washington.
That's right. That's right. They were supposed to have been managing this. You know, I mean, since you told me about how Cheney stepped in and did his little dastardly deed, you know, I've seen that. I've been doing research on it and seeing how cozy they have been with the companies that they're supposed to have been managed. I mean, watchdogging over.
Well, so ironically, it's Halliburton, which is Dick Cheney's own company, that played an integral part in making this oil disaster happen.
That's what I'm talking about, and so we have to. We have to make sure that we are forever watchful. We can't leave it. And listen, company, business, big business, and government only leads to corruption without oversight. We have to be constantly vigilant and create the oversight to make sure that big business and government don't lead to corruption.
And I understand that a number of Louisiana legislators, including Governor Bobby Jindal, have a close relationship with the oil industry. I bet that's something you're going to be talking about in Baton Rouge.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's one of the things that we have to all look at. You know, we have to all look at it. You know, we have to understand that as of now, even if we were in oil drilling, it would take at least 10 or 15 years before we could come up with anything to replace our consumption of fossil fuel. So first thing we have to do is start reducing our consumption. Then we have to understand that we are responsible, that we are responsible because of our consumption, because of our greed, because of our drunken state that America is in of prosperity. We have to come back together. We have to wake up. And we have to wake up and understand that there is nothing more serious than saving our environment, regardless of what it is. I wouldn't care if I have no rights, because I could have them all. As an African-American, I could lose them all. But if I had them all, I would give them all up for some clean air and water. You know, if I had $1 billion, I would give it all up for some clean air and water. And I know I would do it for my children and my grandchildren. So, again, we have to understand. We have to understand that at this critical moment in human history, we have to make steps to make sure that we preserve life as we know it. Because this is not just happening here. BP is our company that we are after now. But if you go into Amazon, you'll look at Chevron. If you go into Africa, you'll see that it's Shell. So, again, Conoco it's all of us. It's all of the above. And we have to come together. We have to come together and find solutions. Yeah, we have this need. But with but this need do not have to cause us to end life as we know it.
So you're hopping on a bicycle, leading by example, hoping to turn other people on to bike riding and alternatives to driving our cars everywhere. That part of the idea?
Oh, yes. You have to do it by example. You know, you can't just say it. And I figured that if I can do it, then everybody, just like if everyone would just take one day. Just one day to get out of them cars and on bikes. What would happen? Just one day. Just one day that we refuse to use any fossil fuel. Just one day. Just think of the savings. So again, you know, I'm out here and I'm challenging anybody who can listen to me to come and join me. You know, come on, ride with me, educate me. You know, let's together come up with some kind of peaceful way that we can find some solutions for these most pressing problems because they exist. We can come up with them. And one of the things that I'm hoping to do, and you know, after I get to Washington, I'm hoping to speak to the Progressive Caucus of Congress and to the EPA. You know, but foremost, I'm hoping to launch a conference, an environmental conference here at the Mag Perry Center. You know, where those who truly stand for peace, environmental peace and justice on a grassroots level will come together and let's work to find some solution. Because as I speak to you, Jenka, nobody have done more planning and wetland restoration than Common Ground. All right? And if you look at those, and we have accomplished more than all your petroleum industries coming together. You know,
with
we have done
a lot less of a budget, I'm sure.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, listen, in October, we should be preparing the plant. That's when planting season starts. And we plan on doing almost 45,000 different plants, different grasses that we plan on replanting in the wetlands. 45,000. That's just a ragtag organization with no real budget. And if we can do 45,000, then what can happen if we would all come together? If we would all start planning, that we can make this planting season one unlike any other planting season in the history of the state of Louisiana. And if we would all plant some, if we would all grow a few of these trees and these indigenous trees and put them back, because we also got 6,500 trees that we're going to plant of 23 different varieties, you think, that we're going to be planting. And if we can do it, then what can happen if we would all come together?
Well, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, your bike ride will begin when? On the 4th of July? Is that correct?
We're going to start that Monday.
So the 5th of July.
The 5th of July.
And anyone who wants to bike with you can just come down to New Orleans and join you?
Come on, Jeremy.
Or anywhere along the
route. Anywhere along the road.
Well, thank you so much. Malik Rahim, the co-founder of Common Ground Relief and now working with the Meg Perry Center for Environmental Peace and Justice in New Orleans. Thanks for joining us, Malik.
Oh, thank you.